Hello.
This is Crow calling back from customer service. I may help you.
This is Betty Jackson, Searcy, Arkansas. I've got a bill on my that was charged to my bank account that is not mine, and I need it taken off. I need money be put back in my bank account.
Okay. Well, can I start by getting your zip code so I can try to find your account and see what's going on?
I'm sorry?
Can I get your zip code so I can try to find your account and see what's
Okay,
going on?
72143.
Okay. And can you repeat your first and last name for me?
Betty Jackson.
Okay. Okay, you said the last name was Jackson.
Pardon?
You said your last name was Jackson?
Yes.
And it's Betty, B-E-T-T-Y?
Right, yes.
All right, is it possible that the account could be listed under a Gary Jackson?
I do have a son named Gary Jackson, but he said this is not his.
Okay, well, I do have an account listed under Gary Jackson. Can you verify the address for me to see if it's
Verify what?
Can you verify the address for me so I can see if this is the account?
It is not his.
Okay, ma'am, but I don't have an account listed under Betty Jackson. I have an account
Well,
listed under
this card is in my name, and I pay the bill.
Okay, ma'am, but I don't have a account listed under Betty Jackson. The only one I have is Gary Jackson.
He's sick right now, but if you'll hang the line, hold the line, I'll go get him and let him talk to you.
Okay.
I'm 95 years old. I'm kind of slow, so you have to give me a minute.
No problem.
Okay. Gary, this is that company on the phone, and he said it's in your account, so you talk to him. You can tell him it's not yours. If you're not careful, you'll turn that phone off.
It's not mine. I didn't have any call, any orders through this. You understand?
All right, sir, but I do have an account underneath your name.
Well, I didn't create it. It's not none of mine. It's a fictitious account, then. Because I didn't order anything.
All right, sir. If it's fraud, I'll have to transfer you over to the fraud department. But can I just get you to verify the address to make sure that it's listed under your address?
Yeah.
Okay,
go
ahead.
My address?
Yes, sir.
It's 116 West Deer Drive.
All right, sir. So this account does have 116 West Deer Drive. So.
But I didn't order anything. Hadn't been nothing delivered. I didn't order anything.
All right, sir. It says that on the 28th of October, whoever used the card paid a $5.74 shipping and handling fee for a drill. Do you not recall that?
No, sir. I hadn't got a drill. I hadn't received a drill. I didn't order a drill. I did not order that.
All right, sir. I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account for you, and I'll have to transfer you over to our fraud department, okay?
All right.
When I get the launch ready, what would I forget about the launch value? So complete.
They're supposed to cancel it. I don't know what the hell they're doing now.
Yes, sir. I'm canceling the account.
I didn't do anything, so.
I'm canceling the account, and I have to transfer you over to our fraud department.
What's the gun? Transferring me over to the fraud department, Hank. Why don't you transfer me? Is that more than that? That's it.
All right, I'm about to transfer y'all over to the fraud department. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
He's sticking in the bathroom right now.
Okay.